Sarah.
Hi.
All right, so today we're going to be talking about something very special. Sarah's life.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah's love life, to be more exact. Mm-hmm. And the lack thereof.
Nothing.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little something sprinkled in there every now and then.
Yeah,
I would agree.
With a certain someone.
Yep.
I mean, are you a thing? Are you a thing?
No.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think you're an unofficial thing.
I don't think that's no. I wouldn't put a name like no.
You know, honestly, I don't know at this point. I don't know where to start. Like, with how to describe your relationship.
Oh, I wouldn't either, to be honest.
I mean, it's been 4 years. I don't know what it is at this point. All right, so we're going to get started with... We're going to go back to freshman year to really start this whole thing off, which is quite a long time ago. I don't really remember it.
I don't either.
I don't remember specifics as well as I would then.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this is... You know, this is not your typical Nicholas Sparks love story where mm-hmm. boy meets girl, they fall in love and happily ever after. No, this is the complete opposite. This is every plot hole, every twist, every turn you can think of.
Wow.
I mean, am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
No, I know. It makes no sense. This kid makes no sense.
It took a lot of turns and ended up nowhere.
It took a lot of turns. There was some light at the end of the tunnel that we thought, and then the tunnel just suddenly got dark and there was no exit.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the best way to describe this. There's very much confusion. It's like you ran out of gas halfway through and now you gotta walk.
Mm-hmm.
You're stuck in a corn maze. All the metaphors you could possibly think of that mean confusion is exactly what this is.
Yes, it is.
So, starting back in freshman year, seniors now, so that was like 4 years ago. Or would it be three?
Four.
Yeah, probably. So, Sarah came here in freshman year. She was new. She was a little shy, a little quiet girl. Still is quiet. Yeah. Still shy. But, you know, you found your friends. And then you found your other friends.
Yep.
And that's where he comes in. You know, he was always kind of a... You know, he stuck to his group of people and you stick to your group of people. So I think that's somewhere that you guys are alike in some sense.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know. He saw you as the new girl and, you know, everybody likes the new girl unless you're Sarah and you're quiet and everybody's like, what's wrong with that girl?
Freshman,
and you're named after a dinosaur. Yeah.
Hey, it's not my fault.
I know, I'm just kidding. So I think, you know, maybe he was just trying to be nice. Maybe he thought you were cute. I don't really know. No one really knows. I don't think he knows. But he started to talk to you. So you guys were already friends. And you were friends mm-hmm. with his group of friends, which is two people because he doesn't have much friends. And... You know, he's a reserved kind of person, so he keeps to his group of two people. And you keep to your group of four. So I guess that's somewhere that you guys kind of got along in. You know, you're reserved type of people. You only talk to the people that you want to talk to.
Yep.
And so, you know, like in middle school when you liked someone, like boys would like, you know, step on the back of your shoes and like do all this yeah. weird shit that little boys did.
Tease you constantly.
Yep. That's how you knew the guy liked you. Yeah. Well, that's exactly how this kid acted.
Yep.
So, I mean, I kind of gave him the benefit of the doubt there. I kind of saw it as him flirting, and I gave him the benefit of the doubt, thinking that, you know, we're still freshmen. Maybe he doesn't, maybe he's not to the maturity level of others, you know, like maybe that's how he sees to flirt, you know? So I gave him the benefit of the doubt there, and I was like, maybe he's flirting. Like, maybe that's what this is. Because, you know, I still see some freshmen that would do that. You know, there's some kids in my sister's grade that I think would flirt that way. Not a lot, because times are changing and kids are becoming whores younger, but...
Oh, my goodness.
But, that's how some kids still are. And he's... I thought he was one of those kids. I still think he is. And so that's just... That's what I took it as. I took it as flirting. So Sarah said that she liked this kid, a different kid, all the way through freshman year. And I just never saw it. You know, I never saw Sarah liking that kid. And I was, everybody was like, oh my God, Sarah, like, yeah, you like him. Like, oh my God. And Sarah's like, yeah, I like him. And I was like, I really don't know what you guys are talking about. I really don't think she likes that kid. Mm-hmm. And I always thought that she liked this kid, the kid that we're talking about in general. I always saw it, and I always thought that he liked her too, so I was always like, really? Like, I think she likes this guy. But I didn't really tell anybody. I kind of kept it to myself, because I didn't want to, like, you know, make Sarah mad. Not yet. And, so we were at my house over the summer. Or not the summer, it was like the end of the school year-ish.
Wasn't it like I Snapchatted you about it?
No, that was before.
Okay.
Or that was after I told you, because then you kind of admitted it, and then you took it back, and then you admitted it again over Snapchat.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So we were at my house. We were in the pool. Sarah was on a float, and I was standing on the edge of my pool. I remember it like it was yesterday. It was a little breezy. No clouds in the sky. 76 degrees. No, 76. I'm kidding. Wow. I'm kidding. I don't remember the exacts, but I remember where I was. And I was like, Sarah, I really don't think you like the kid you say you like. I think you like him. And you were thinking about it, and you were like, yeah, I mean, maybe. I mean, like, you know, you were kind of hesitant. And then I think you kind of saw it, and you were like, you know, yeah. And you kind of admitted it. But then after that, you, like, never admitted it again. And I was like, what happened? Like, what the fuck? You kind of, like, reverted, like, reverse hermit. Crap, like back in your shell.
Yeah.
And then there was a Snapchat thing, because you know, when you were a freshman, you got these Snapchat things where you're like, post the answers of this on your story. Like, who do you like? Like, describe them. And so Sarah described this kid, and I was like, are you describing blah blah blah? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, I knew it. And you're like, I think I like him. And I was like, yeah, I kinda think I'll do. And so I was like,
forgot about that.
I was like, major victory for me. Like, I saw it before she did. And, you know, so we thought that he liked her because he was doing his middle school type beat. And then summer came. Did you guys talk over the summer?
Freshman year?
Yeah.
No, because we didn't have each other's numbers.
Oh, yeah. Because you guys didn't talk. So, like, they went like a whole summer without talking. And then, is that when he dated a girl?
No.
That was the next summer?
Yeah, because I gave him my phone number for the party.
Oh, yes.
And then that summer.
All right.
And then
so pretty much
the first girl was November, December, I think.
How many girls were there?
Including me, 3.
Oh, yes. Because one of them was, yep.
Yep.
Did they date?
No.
They were just...
None of them did.
I thought he dated one of them.
I don't think he did.
I thought you said he did because he met her at the gas station.
No, they didn't date. They talked, but... Then she stopped talking to him because she's like, you never asked me to hang out, blah, blah, blah.
Oh. All right. Well,
kind of funny.
I mean, it makes sense. It is exactly like him, so.
Yeah.
So then sophomore year comes around and, you know, they see each other for the first time and it's like true love and they fall in love and get married. No, that's not exactly what happened. It's not remotely close to what happened. In fact, there's so much more that happened that don't even include them talking. It's a long time when they don't talk. Because, you know, he likes to ghost people every now and then for months on end. And so they talked like all sophomore year, like friend-wise. Sarah liked him. I was like, Sarah, just tell him that you like him. He probably likes you too. I mean, he's doing his middle school type thing where he's picking on her in his little innocent, sweet little angelic ways. And Sarah's completely oblivious to it and not even responding to it whatsoever. Because Sarah doesn't know what flirting is.
Nope.
Well, I mean, I guess it was, I kind of can give it to you now because his way of flirting is a little bit different than your normal, typical high schooler.
Yeah.
But I mean, when I was blatantly telling you that he's flirting with you and you refuse to believe me, then I can blame you. So, near the end of the year, Sarah finally gained the balls. Was this trust the process?
Yeah, but you did it.
Yes, I did.
And then I had to text him later that day. I was like, yeah, so that happened.
Yes. So we were in ceramics class with two of our other friends who we still talk to. Others we don't really talk to anymore, but they were involved.
It was like, yeah.
And so we had this thing called trust the process, which was with him. Because I just told her, I was like, just trust the process. Like, it's going to happen. Like, it'll work out. Because I still had faith.
Well, you thought.
I had faith at this point. Because I was so dead. Like, it was so dead obvious to me that he liked you. Like, it was just so clear to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, he definitely does. Just do it. And Sarah wouldn't do it. So I did it, being the good person that I am. I stepped up, took one for the team. Because I couldn't deal. You know, it's just, it's hard when you call me crying like every night that you like this kid so much and that you're falling in love with this kid and that he's not even responding to the way you're acting towards him. And it's just, it's like, you know, you're my best friend. So I want to just be like, listen, kid, wake up. So I took one for the team and I was like, listen, she likes you. And he responded in, like, a weird way. He was like, I don't even really remember what he said. He was just like, oh, okay. And then Sarah did some damage control, as she would call it.
Yes. Yes, I did.
And cleaned that up a bit and, like, apologized for my actions. And then didn't he stop talking to you?
What happened?
I think both of you kind of did because he thought it was awkward and then you thought he hated you.
No, because I sent him that text message. He was like, no, I think you're cool. We should hang out sometime. But I forget what happened after that.
He did his little ghosty goo thing.
Yeah.
He, like, ghosted you. He tends to do that sometimes, you know, when things get a little rough, a little awkward, he just ghosts. And, I mean, I don't know how to respond. I don't really know how to call it other than what it
is. He runs away from his problems.
He does. He does. He does. He ignores his feelings and runs away from the problems and doesn't know how to identify his feelings.
Mm-hmm.
He needs a therapist. And, then, of course, at this time, he was dealing with his family, I guess, his mom. His mom was sick. So, I mean, I gave him the benefit of the doubt again with him because I was like, you know, maybe he's not thinking about feelings. Maybe he's trying to focus on family. But then he kind of proved that he wasn't. You know, he's kind of showed some actions of him not so much necessarily, you know, caring about his family more than others. I don't know how to describe. I'm not saying he's like an asshole. I mean, he is, but not for that. He did care about his family, but it was more about like, I don't know, he just did something that rubbed me the wrong way. His mom was sick, and he took advantage of that situation by getting to get money at the gas station.
Oh.
And the shirt. I don't know, yeah, that rubbed me the wrong way. That was a red flag for me, and I was like, okay, so he's not, it's not that he's thinking about his family. You know, he's just an immature boy. So, I mean, I stopped giving him the benefit of the doubt then because I was like, clearly it's not the fact that you're overwhelmed with family. It's that you're just immature. That's how I looked at it, at least. And then you guys talked a little bit again because that's when frolic time was.
Okay, so sophomore year frolic, when is this? November?
I don't know.
Because I'm trying to, like, do a timeline to, like, think of everything. But he didn't go to frolic.
Yeah, he ended up not going because
Megan said
anyway, yeah, so, anyways, at our school, they have these, like, flowers that you can give out and ask people to frolic, which is, like, it's, like, a semi-formal for our school. And it's just for, like, underclassmen. Mm-hmm. And so we were trying to persuade him, not persuade, but like tell him to ask you because you guys are friends and you liked him and he was like friends with you again. So it wasn't really awkward, I guess. But instead he went and asked our friend Megan. And this really rubbed me the wrong way because I was thinking this whole time that, you know, maybe he doesn't like anybody. Maybe he's focusing on his family. And this was the first thing that really was like a red flag for me was that he went out of his way to get her a different type of flower than the school offered to ask her. He got her a rose.
Wow.
And it was right after we were gone and done like talking to him about asking you to frolic. And he was said he was thinking about it. And Megan was there with me while we were talking about it because we were in science. And then when the class was over, he went up to Megan and asked Megan. So what bothered me is that the whole time he was telling me, he was like, yeah, I'll think about it. Like, I might. He knew what he was going to do. He knew he was going to ask Megan, like, that day.
Didn't you say that Megan said something about her not having a date?
Yes.
So he felt bad?
Yes. But, I mean, I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus. Now I can't send this to our friends.
Dang.
Awkward. Sorry. So then he asked Megan, and Megan said no, and Sarah cried that night. You're on the bus crying, and that's when you ripped your jeans.
Oh my god. No.
No, no, you ripped your jeans in excitement because.
Why did I rip my jeans?
I don't know. Oh, because I told you he was gonna.
You sure?
I think so.
I think it was I don't think that was the same day, was it?
No, it might have been a day before because I talked to him at lunch and he said he was gonna. And so you got excited. And then the next day, he asked Megan.
Yeah.
That seems right. I think. I'm not sure. Yeah, anyways. And then, you know, he ended up not going to frolic. And every once in a while, he would text Sarah. You know, they'd talk every once in a while. But then he'd do his weird spacey thing. I think sophomore year is when he did that the most. His ghosty goo thing, yeah, like he would talk to you for like a week and then he'd not talk to you for like a month and then he'd talk to you for like a week.
I don't even think we talked like sophomore year.
Yeah, it was because I think after he did that, you kind of were like, okay, I'm done. I'm moving on. But then you didn't. Clearly, we're still here.
Yay!
Yeah, we're still in the mix of this. And then you tried talking to other dudes, and you were like, it didn't work.
Yeah.
And then, who is texting you?
Karis's.
Oh. And then we have junior year. Oh, what a year. Have fun.
Fun times.
Yep, cut short. What?
Is it? Oh, yeah.
Yep. So pretty much junior year, a big thing happened, like a big turning point. We thought maybe he has feelings. Maybe he's human, right? Because...
Oh, wait. Junior year. Okay. Hold on.
What?
Start of junior. I'm trying to put a timeline. It's not working. No, never mind. That was junior year to senior year. Never mind.
Okay.
Sorry.
Pretty much junior year, he texted her this big thing after not talking, like, all sophomore year. And, like, pretty much told her that he thought he was in love with her. And that he was sorry for turning her down before. And he thinks he made a big mistake.
No. Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah. Because I remember. It? Yeah, because I remember you called me and you were like, he told me he might be in love with me.
Because did that happen another time again?
I don't know.
That happened twice? Because one time, it was during last summer, from junior year to senior year, because I texted them during the summer, and then that happened.
It happened twice?
Because I know... Yeah, because last summer, I started texting in the group chat, and he was like, send me that big thing. And then it was the start of, like, you could tell he was flirting. So I was like, what's going on?
Yeah. So let's get back to junior year first.
Okay.
So junior year, he said that the first time. Correct?
What?
Did he tell you that twice?
I don't think so. What happened, Are we talking the summer from sophomore to junior year?
I don't know. We're just talking junior year in general. Well, because I know that he started talking to you again because then Snowball happened. Snowball was roughly towards the beginning-ish of the year. So you guys were talking at least somewhat because I started talking to his friend about, like, you guys. Not talking. God, no.
Just a conversation.
Yeah, just basic conversation about how his friend thought you guys should be together too and how he was pushing for it too. And then, oh yeah, because that's when the other girl came in and she was like low-key flirting with him at Snowball. And like looking to the side.
Oh my goodness. Because she was like giving me the stink eye too.
Yeah, and
like,
she, what's but this yet
girl's problem?
Yeah, she was all up my ass about getting you guys together.
Was she really?
Yeah.
So she's like, being fake as hell.
Yeah, she was like, oh my god, like I want him to get together. Like he likes her. And I was like, what the fuck? Because then I was talking to Stepsis.
Stepsis.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
All right. Yeah, so I was talking to her because she was friends with the other one. Okay.
Just ignore it.
Yeah,
just ignore
okay. It. And then Snowball was this thing that the seniors of that year organized to raise money for their senior class. And it was a dance. It was like another semi-formal. And I ended up getting Sarah and this guy to slow dance. And it was very awkward for them.
It was so awkward.
But it was cute. It was a nice, I mean, like, I guess I kind of gave in to her feelings at that point and like wanted to see her happy, and I like to see this happening because I know it made her happy. And I really couldn't tell you the conversation that happened during that. What happened? Would you guys talk? Do you remember?
Not really. It was just really awkward.
Just awkward until... staring at the whole time?
No, we probably said something, but I don't remember. Until his friend came up, ran up, and then took a picture, and then ran away, yeah. And then he ran
because that after. Was his big. That was his big thing. No pictures.
Mm-hmm.
No pictures of him. So, like, as soon as his friend took a picture, the dance ended. Like, he was done.
And then his friend sent me the picture, and he's like, I better be a godparent.
Yeah.
Like, goodness gracious.
And then, after Snowball, he stopped talking to you again.
Yeah.
Yep. He did his ghost thing. And that's when his thing
talking to that other
girl? Yeah, that's when his thing with her happened.
New Year's Eve.
Yep. So that was around that time. He had a thing with another girl. The same girl who was up his ass the whole time at Snowball and was like, oh my god, I want them to be together. Stepsis's best friend. And yeah. I don't think he ever really liked her. I think that she was just fascinated with him. Well, I don't know why. So, during that time, like, after, and then it was, like, February,
mm-hmm.
you started dating his friend?
Yeah.
Yep. So, Sarah started dating his friend. I mean, they're not, like, best friends, but they're, like, they were kind of in the same friend group, which, I mean, it's not like Sarah was going around the group, by all means.
No. Oh, God, no.
No. It was just that... we have this select group of people in school that we interact with, and he just happened to be in that group of people.
Exactly.
And so Sarah dated him for like a week, maybe two.
No, it wasn't even 2 weeks.
They went on a date.
2 dates.
Two?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what?
The first one was the movies, and then the second one was Newburyport.
You went to the movies?
Mm-hmm. That was our first one.
What did you see?
It was the second Jumanji movie.
Oh, yes. I remember that. Yep. So they dated. And then he was an asshole to me. And he basically turned the whole breakup around on me because I had to break up with him for her. Because this kid was obsessive and... just he's would not clean. Leave Sarah alone. He was very clingy to, like, the max, and Sarah wanted some space because Sarah wasn't sure how she felt anymore, and so he was up my ass because apparently I'm Sarah and know what Sarah's feeling at every moment. And he was texting me, and he was like, is Sarah decided yet? Has Sarah decided yet? Has Sarah decided yet? Has Sarah decided yet? Has Sarah decided yet? And I'm like, oh my god, kid, shut the fuck up. It was really annoying, and I was like, Sarah, if you don't break up with this kid, I'm going to have to do it for you. Because she knew she definitely didn't want to be in the relationship anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, she knew the thing was a mistake.
Yeah.
And it was.
Which is bad on my part.
Cause... yeah, I mean, although, like, it's not like you went into the relationship knowing it was going to be a mistake.
Yeah.
I mean, you were moving on from...
like, I thought I had feelings, yeah. But... once you, it just, I don't know, it didn't work.
Yeah. It just, things didn't work out, and that's just, that's how life is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, so we got obsessive, and then, when I broke up with him, he was like, I'm still gonna have to talk to Sarah. And I'm like, okay, but you broke up, like, it's over. Like, what are you? He was like, I'm gonna try to convince her. And I'm like, no, like, that's,
convince me.
Yeah, he was like, I'm like, that's manipulation and that's messed up.
Oh my goodness.
I did not like that. And then he basically turned the whole breakup around on me and called me fucking crazy and said that I told him that he was just a rebound, which I never said. I never said that.
Mm-hmm.
And so then Sarah got mad at me. because I saw them walking in the hallway and I was like, what the fuck is this? Because I knew he was going to try to convince you. Yeah. And so then you got mad at me and I really don't even know why. Because he lied to you. Because he lied to you and said that I told him that he was a rebound. That's why you got mad. And so after that whole thing happened, pretty much everybody wanted to forget about it. Except him. You know, he was still. I think he still holds that to a high standard that he dated you.
Him?
Yes.
Why?
I think for a while he did.
It's not a flex.
Well, I mean, to him it is.
I don't get why.
I mean, I would flex. You're hot, kid.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. And so then they started, you and him started talking again, kind of.
I don't think we did.
No, you did, because that's when we went to Newburyport.
No. Because February, then we had summer, the majority of summer. And then we went to Newburyport, like literally a week before school started, I think.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so.
Because during the summer, he was talking to that other girl.
Yep. So junior year, pretty much, they didn't really talk a lot, except for like the beginning and Snowball, and he told her he might like, I don't know. And then senior year, he did his whole I might be in love with you.
Yep, that was during the summer before Newburyport.
Uh-huh, and then they went on like a quote-unquote date kind of thing, but all his friends had to come and all your friends had to come. And so you guys walked around Newburyport, and then at the end you hugged, and that was a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And yep.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, me too. So I really didn't like this kid. I was like, really, I didn't like the fact that he was in and out with how he felt, because if you don't know your feelings, then you don't promise someone something. You know, you don't say that you might be in love with someone and then not do anything about that. You know, just have it up in the air.
Yeah.
You know, if you might know how you feel, then like, if you don't know how you feel, then don't say anything until you figure shit out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you do you and you figure your own stuff out. And then when you have an idea of how you feel or you know how you feel, then you can act on that, you know? Don't hurt someone. And I think he definitely knew what he was doing the whole time. I think he definitely was fucking with you the whole time.
I don't know. Honestly, we don't know. Yeah,
I don't think he knows.
Get that information out of him.
And then, of course, senior year, where we are now, our shitty senior year.
Yep.
You know, he was doing the same middle school stuff, poking you in the halls, flat tiring you, chasing you in the halls, bodying you.
I think we stopped talking. Did we stop talking a little bit in senior year?
I think you didn't really talk as much.
Now we do.
Wait, when was the time that you texted the group chat and you were like, ugh, like, I don't want to go to school? And he was like, are you okay?
That was during the summer.
Yes, what was the premise of that? You said something about being sad.
I don't know, because I started that conversation like 3,000 times, because I remember one, I asked how their coronation was going during the summer. And I might have done one with school, but I don't remember that one.
And then, like, all the other guys were, like, picking on you, and he was like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a big thing, I guess. And, and then, you know, school started, and then we weren't sure for the longest time if we were going to have a prom or not, but I guess we are. And so he texted her and asked her if she wanted to go to prom with him. And Sarah, of course, said yes. And then just yesterday, they went on a date. And he got her flowers and paid for everything.
It's just, I don't know.
That's my basic rundown of how things went. At least that's all I have for notes.
Yeah, I'm just confused because, like, he just asked me, because he asked me to hang out.
Yeah, he didn't word it as, dude, you want to go on a date with me?
No, but then during that conversation, then he was like, okay, he said the word date.
Yes, he had mentioned the word date, but he never, like, you know, he doesn't know how to structure his words, and I don't think he knows what he means. And again, that just makes me mad.
Exactly. And so I'm very confused. Because if you're just hanging out with someone, I don't think you buy them flowers.
Yeah, no. So I think he definitely thought it was a date, but didn't want to say it was a date because he didn't, I don't know.
Well, like, I don't want to go ask him
things. I mean, that, no. Like, why would you go ask him just for him to be like, no, it's just blah, blah, blah.
You don't buy a person flowers.
Yeah, I know, but. Talking about this makes me so tired.
And he kept mentioning in the car on the way home. He mentioned until next time or like next time. There's next time. Hold up, what?
Yeah.
But I don't think there's gonna be.
Do you not want there to be?
I mean, of course I do. But like, do I think there's gonna be one? I don't know. Probably not. Because I'm not going to raise my expectations and then get disappointed again.
Mm-hmm. Because that tends to happen here.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely, he makes me mad the way he goes about things. Because it's been 4 years. If you don't have feelings, you're not going to have feelings, okay? You can't force feelings.
Exactly.
And I definitely think that that's what he was trying to do. And I don't know. You know, like, I was kind of sick of it after his whole asking Megan thing here. I'm just going to take a sip of water really quickly. My throat's dry. I'm talking about this too much.
Almost 40 minutes, man.
Well, yeah, it takes a long time to talk about all this. Yeah. Just so many feelings and events. And there's so much that we haven't talked about because we forget about because it's just major things seem so minor when other things happen. If that makes sense. Yeah. But I mean, the way he goes about his nature of doing makes me angry. Because, mm-hmm. you know, he seems like he might be doing it right this time. He seems like he has the best intentions this time. But, you know, he's done that before. He's fooled us all before. And I'm just, you know, I kind of feel like I'm directly involved in this because, you know, whatever you feel, I end up feeling because I'm just so invested in this.
It's like a reality TV show.
It really is. It's like... like, ooh, what's gonna happen next on the saga? Legit. You know, and it's like, oh my god, like my question for you is, when are you gonna say enough is enough?
When I leave for college.
So you're giving this kid this whole summer too?
It depends on if we talk in the summer, which I don't have high hopes for that one.
So, Sarah, you're just bending over backwards with this kid, huh?
I guess, but I'm just kind of there at this point. I just want everything to be figured out.
I mean, I'm at the point where it's like, this is like a bad TV show.
You know, gone like, on for too long.
No, it's like a bad TV show. It's like, you know, you just want this one ending to happen, and when you're teased about it and like led to believe it's gonna happen, then it doesn't, and it's like ripped away from you. It's like, oh god. And then it's like it happens every season.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, okay, just end it. Like, I don't care if I don't get the end, you know, I don't care if I don't get the ending I wanted originally, just end it already.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, you want to have some satisfaction with knowing that that chapter of your life is now closed because either it worked out or it didn't work out. So, I mean,
I want to see what's happening here.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, it's like definitely right going to be. It's definitely going to be very interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of feel like you. I kind of want this. I want this to work because I feel like maybe this time it will. But I hate the fact that I feel like that because I don't want. I'm always the one that says, Sarah, don't get your hopes up. You know, I'm always the one that's like, okay, don't freak out about this. Because I've taught myself to not freak out about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried to teach you, but it's not working. And it's now I'm at the point. Now I'm at the point where I'm becoming you and I'm like, ooh. I get all excited about it, but then, you know, I'm trying not to freak out. And I'm not freaking out. I'm trying not to get excited and get my hopes up just because, you know, if I want to be the person to have your back and be like, I mean, I don't want to be the I told you so person, but I don't want to be the person that like feels this heartbreak with you.
Yeah.
Because I have for the past 4 years. I mean, I guess I'm going to throw you under the bus here a little. I want to be the person for you that you weren't for me.
Damn.
I want to point out the red flags for you so that you can see what I see.
Yeah.
And I have done that these past 4 years.
Yep.
Sorry to throw you under the bus there.
It's okay.
But yeah, I mean, it's just like, I mean, what do we expect to happen next?
I don't know, and that's why I'm scared.
It's scary because it's like, is he finally gonna realize his feelings? It's like, you know, those old TV shows where it's like, what? Tune in next week to find out.
Yeah, it's legit. Like, yeah,
tune in next time to find out if he finally realizes his feelings and asks Sarah out.
Yeah, because ready? Because with the way he asked me to prom, he just sent me a text message. So I was like, wow, very creative of you.
Mm-hmm.
And when his friend asked our friend, you know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, he texted her too,
mm-hmm.
but then he went to her house and gave her flowers, and apparently they went mini golfing.
Really?
So, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't know that either.
I didn't. Oh.
So, I'm, like, scared because, like...
Are they a thing?
I don't know. That's the thing I don't know, and it kind of feels like it when she talks, but I don't think so.
How come I don't know any of these stuff anymore? No one tells me anything anymore.
I didn't even know. I don't know when I found this out.
Yeah, but at least you're being told this stuff.
I think I was told on accident, to be honest.
Anyways.
So I'm scared that he just did that to make up for the fact that he had a crappy way to ask me to prom. But it had nothing to do.
The only thing is, I don't think that that's what that is because he kept saying until next time.
Exactly. That's why I don't get it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we'll find out. And if it is, then, you know, I beat the shit out of him. Because I'm sick of it. I'm standing here and I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. Because it always does with him. He always acts like this. He's always like, yeah, like, I do like you. And like, blah, 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 blah. And then he's like, but. And then the
you
but.
Thought.
Is, yeah, and the but is always the other shoe to drop. And it's always like, but I don't know how I feel anymore. Or, but I don't want to get in a relationship right now. Or, but I'm going to ghost you for 4 months.
Exactly. Oh
my and God. So I feel like if that happens now, I have full permission to just go beat the crap out of them. And I don't really, I don't need permission, Sarah. I don't need it.
Okay.
I've stuck with this kid and dealt with this shit for 4 years. I'm going to beat the crap out of him if he drops another shoe and goes, but I have a girlfriend. You know, if he does any of his butts or ghosts you or something like that. And if he ghosts you after yesterday and then expects to still take you to prom, you're not going to prom with him.
Okay.
Like, no. Like, you don't just take someone out on a date and then say, okay, see you at prom and then not talk to you. That's not happening.
No, it doesn't even make any sense.
Yes, but I feel like it could be something that he might have done in the past. I don't know if he would do it now. I don't know if he's changed. I don't know if he's matured. I don't know if he's finally not a middle schooler. But that's what I'm doing. That's my plan on this. I'm going to hope for the best and expect the history to, you know, I'm not going to expect any different. You know, you can go ahead. I want you to have hope in this, but not too much.
I don't want to.
Yeah, it's hard because he's fucked with you for 4 years.
Yeah.
You don't know how you should feel. You don't know how you can feel. Sarah, you have no escape.
I really don't. It's kind of funny.
You have no way of being like, okay, enough is enough, because you're so emotionally invested in this, and you have been, and you have no, you're a senior in high school and you haven't had any more experiences with anybody else besides this kid because he's like emotionally trapped you.
We also live in a small town and it doesn't have very much to offer, so...
Yeah, but, I mean, that doesn't mean that his,
It doesn't mean that he can't keep fucking with me, I get that. No, but
He's played his role in messing you up emotionally, and I'm sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I don't get how it takes 4 years to figure out if you like someone or not. Like, it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, like if you have things with these other girls and you don't, and you feel things for these girls, then clearly he doesn't feel things for you. But if he has things with these other girls and the whole time he's thinking about you and that's the reason these things aren't working out, then why can't he just say that? You know, if that's the reason, then yeah, that's his feelings telling him that it's not gonna work out with anybody else besides you because he wants to try it with you. And it's like you want to slap him and just be like, just try.
He won't do it because it's weird. Because it was me, then it was snowball girl, then it was me, mm-hmm. and then it was gas station girl, and now mm-hmm. it's me again.
So clearly there's a common theme here, and the common theme is you.
It comes back to me, but it just never ends up with me.
It's like he won't allow himself to feel that way. It's like scared? He does. I don't know. I think he's just, I don't know, honestly. It's just, it's annoying because the common theme here is you. The common theme is that it always leads back to you, but you can't ever admit that it's you because it's like admitting that he was wrong or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know how some people can't admit they're wrong?
Yeah.
He just can't admit the fact that he missed out on an opportunity earlier, but the thing is that he's missing out on more time now.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what it is. I think he needs a therapist.
I think he does too.
I don't know. I think he has some emotional issues that need to be solved. Who knows? But he's one of those kids that won't get that kind of help.
Mm-mm.
And you can tell. You know it.
Yeah. I know.
Not that it's not easy. It's not him hiding it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we'll just see how it plays out.
Yep.
See how it goes.
Yeah. If anything else happens, or if it just stays where it is.
Well, if it still stays where it is, we'll still have an update, you know.
Yeah.
Update coming live from my jail cell.
I got charged with assault and battery.
Yep. I mean, if that's what it comes down to. All right. Well, I think that pretty much covers the basics.
I think it does.
And the updates.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I mean, I had fun talking.
I did, too. I got some of my anger out a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely did, too. I definitely feel...
I feel calm.
Yeah, that's good. It's good. It's a coping strategy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll definitely have to do this again.
Yep, we'll come
maybe
back with
brighter
an update.
Topics. Maybe an update, maybe brighter topics. Happier Hopefully. Times. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you have to go to class. What block is next?
E.
Oh. All right.
Okay. Well.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on, Sarah.
Thank you.
All right.